I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio C at Classical 91.1 and Nashville Public Radio. Today we have four students from the Governor's School for the Arts Music Program, representative of the many fine young artists that are studying, have been studying through the month of June in Murfreesboro at MTSU. And Mr. John McDonald is here. He's the music production coordinator for the Governor's School for the Arts Music Program, I suppose. And John is going to introduce the students and what they'll be he'll be playing for us and also talk about the program as well. John, thank you for being here.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Good to see you. And well, first of all, let's say a little bit about the program, the Governor's School for the Arts.
Sure. The Tennessee Governor's School for the Arts was founded in 1984. It is a four-week camp for rising juniors and seniors in high school from across the state. This year in theater, art, filmmaking, dance, and music, we have over 400 students representative from across the state. And in music, we have about 160 students this year. And they are, like I said, rising juniors and seniors that are selected to come for 4 weeks participating in large ensembles from wind ensemble, orchestra, opera, and choir, and also chamber music, elective classes such as music theory, music history, world music, and also in the master class situations with private teachers. And all takes place at Middle Tennessee State University, and we're winding down into our final week with our finale performances Wednesday and Thursday of this week.
Well, I can tell our listeners from having heard them in their rehearsal that they're passionate, highly accomplished young players. So let's hear some music. What's first?
First up, we have Lee Johnson from Murfreesboro, Siegel High School, playing clarinet. He'll be giving us the Clarinet Sonata by Francis Poulenc, First Movement, Allegro Tristemente, and our collaborative pianist today is Joseph Walker.
Thank you.
the first movement, only the first movement, of the Clarinet Sonata by Francis Poulenc. We heard clarinetist Lee Johnson with pianist Joseph Walker live in Studio C. Lee is one of the four students who are performing for us this week on Live in Studio C from the Governor's School for the Arts. Joseph Walker is on the faculty at MTSU, a collaborative pianist extraordinaire, clearly. I'm glad to meet Joseph today. The Governor's School for the Arts music production coordinator, John McDonald, is introducing the music and the students today.
Next up, we have Slade Moore, percussionist from Smyrna, Stewart's Creek High School, playing a marimba piece by Mark Ford entitled Ransom. Thank you.
That's music by Mark Ford, a Texas composer, a piece called Ransom, played live in Studio C by young marimbist Slade Moore. Slade is one of the four students from the Governor's School for the Arts music program here today with music by Poulenc and Ransom and Ravel. John McDonald, that's a really nice, interesting piece and beautifully played by Slade, too.
It was. Next up, we'll have another Poulenc sonata, this time a flute sonata first movement played by Alia Hanif. Alia is a student at Central Magnet in Murfreesboro and is also part of the Nashville Symphony's Accelerando program, and she'll be joined by collaborative pianist Joseph Walker. Thank you.
wonderful music by Francis Poulenc, who had his own very distinctive idiom. That was the opening movement of the Flute Sonata of Francis Poulenc, played live in Studio C by flutist Alia Hanif with Joseph Walker at piano. More great music from these kids from the Governor's School for the Arts Music Program. John McDonald, anything else you want to say about the program before we hear our final young person?
We are wrapping up our final week with performances open to the public. We have an opera at 4 p.m. on Wednesday of this week in Hinton Hall on MTSU's campus, and then two finale performances featuring our wind ensemble, our orchestra, and our chorus Thursday at 11 o'clock in the morning and 3 p.m.
Well, it's a great program for young artists. These kids are so enthusiastic and passionate and intense, which shows up in their playing. So I know we're going to hear that from our next young artist as well.
Our final performer today is Sean Yang from Memphis, a student at Houston High School playing Scarbo by Maurice Ravel.
Thank you.
That's music of Maurice Ravel, the final section, Scarabée, from his remarkable three-movement work called Gaspard de la Nuit, remarkable sound world of Maurice Ravel, played beautifully live in Studio C by young pianist Sean Yang. Sean is one of the students from the Governor's School for the Arts music program here today. We've heard clarinetist Lee Johnson and marimba player Slade Moore, flutist Alia Hanif, and pianist Sean Yang. And the accompanist, or the collaborative artist, I beg your pardon, I've used that wrong word. Lee Johnson is on the faculty at the music faculty at MTSU. He performed with the flute player and the clarinet player. And John McDonald has been our introductory person from the Governor's School. John is the music production coordinator for the music program for the Governor's School. John, thank you very much for your part in bringing all these fine young artists.
Thank you for having us. Week.
And I think you guys should give yourselves a hand all around. Yeah. Well done. I know you've had a great week in Murfreesboro at the school, so come back next year if you can.
Thank you.
I'm Will Griffin. Thanks for being with us for Live in Studio C. It turns out that this year, July 4th, falls on a Tuesday. Therefore, we will not have a live program next week. On July 11th, however, Baroque flutist Jessica Donovan will be back for more music live in Studio C. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and First Tennessee Foundation for their support of our program here.